The United States is calling Iran's decision to enrich uranium to 20% nuclear extortion. The process was launched on Monday amid increasing tensions with Washington. Tehran developed the ability to produce 20% enriched uranium after it was denied supply of uranium fuel in 2010. The European Union's warned that the resumption will undermine the 2015 nuclear deal, while Israel called it an attempt to develop nuclear weapons and vowed not to allow it. Iran says the seizure of a South Korean oil tanker is a normal procedure over a technical matter. The Hankuk Chemi was seized by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps yesterday on suspicion of dumping pollution in the sea. Iranian officials blame it for repeated violations of environmental laws, requiring compensation for environmental damages. The ship has been directed to the port of Bandar Abbas for investigation and legal procedures. Earlier reports said the vessel had been carrying an unknown chemical shipment from a petrochemicals facility in Saudi Arabia to the United Arab Emirates. The Kuwaiti foreign minister says Saudi Arabia and Qatar will reopen borders soon. The minister says the Qatari emir and the Saudi crown prince have confirmed intention to start a new beginning in their relations. An Arab quartet of Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed ties with Qatar and imposed an embargo in June of 2017, accusing Doha of supporting terrorism and demanding it close Al Jazeera television and downgrade ties with Iran. Qatar has denied the charges and said the embargo aims to curtail its sovereignty. The Chinese foreign minister has arrived in Nigeria, starting his first overseas trip of the year, Gao Junya reports.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi arrived in Abuja late Monday night. He was welcomed by Foreign Minister Geoffrey Oniyama at the Nnamdi Azikiwe International Airport. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between China and Nigeria. Topics of discussion are expected to center on further deepening bilateral cooperation and friendship. Nigeria is the first leg of Wang Yi's five-nation visit to Africa. He will also travel to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Botswana, Tanzania, and Seychelles. The visit that comes amid the COVID-19 pandemic is highly expected to help with the virus response and economic recovery in African countries.
Britain has started vaccinating its population with a COVID-19 vaccine produced by Oxford University and AstraZeneca. Health workers are among the first to receive the vaccine. More than 75,000 people in the United Kingdom have died from COVID-19 within 28 days of a positive test. Johnson's government secured 100 million doses of the vaccine made by Oxford and AstraZeneca. A British judge has rejected the U.S. request to extradite the WikiLeaks founder on espionage charges. District Judge Vanessa Bereitzer found that Julian Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions. However, the judge rejected arguments from Assange's legal team that his prosecution is politically motivated and he'd not get a fair trial in the U.S. The U.S. government has indicated its intention to appeal the judge's ruling against the extradition request. Assange faces 18 charges in the U.S. relating to the 2010 release by WikiLeaks of secret files exposing aspects of military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. Beijing saw a sharp decrease in the density of PM2.5 pollutants last year. The average concentration of the pollutants in the city fell by 9.5% year-on-year to 38 micrograms per cubic meter, the lowest level since 2013. The city also saw nearly 280 days with good air quality last year, up by 100 days from 2013.